Yep.
Bruce writes going through the motions again and again and again. Diagnosed with Parkinson's 8 years ago, the hospital chaplain's been steadily deprived of dopamine, the chemical messenger between his brain and body. He's lost the ability to move and speak with ease.
Everything is being tighter, muscles are cramping, movement is constrictive. Everything is done on a much more restricted plane. Prior to the therapy, I just went along with it and did the best I could.
Wright learned the exercise-like therapy at Florida Hospital Tampa. It looks like a mix of marching band drills and Tai Chi balancing moves. Patients and therapists face off, mirroring each other's swooping arm circles, high-stepping marches, and vocal warm-ups. The moves are so theatrical, it turns the heads of hospital patients undergoing their own therapy.
After being exposed to this program, I am consciously, constantly exaggerating my movements when I walk, making longer steps, trying to lift my knees up higher.
Margie Moore, Wright's physical therapist, says the therapy called Loud and Big is only being done locally at Florida Hospital. She says the intense month-long program and continuous workouts at home retrain the dopamine-deprived brain. Any exercise like this, she says, can help a Parkinson's patient.
Looks a little bit strange to others looking. So we actually do the walking with them, so they're not alone doing it. And we try to explain to them that this is important for them to really retrain their brain to move as big as they can. But they sometimes do feel a little bit strange doing the motions.
The same goes for a Parkinson's patient's speech. Vocal therapist Kara Bryan says a little coaching will help with symptoms such as stuttering and weakened modulation. She challenges Wright to see how long he can hold his strong baritone, bolstered by years of preaching and hymn singing.
Okay. All right. That was almost 14 seconds. Okay. Great job. How did that feel to you?
Good. Ran out of breath.
Mm-hmm. What did, physically, were you using more effort than you normally would to speak?
Yes, absolutely.
Bryan says these exercises help patients measure their own loudness. That's something they can no longer do instinctively.
Unfortunately, Parkinson's disease skews a person's perception of appropriate loudness. So they feel like they're loud enough, or they sense, their hearing senses that they're loud enough, but truthfully, listeners aren't hearing them well.
So far, Wright's voice hasn't been as big a concern as his spirit. About half of all Parkinson's patients suffer from depression, or in Wright's case, a diagnosis of profound apathy. Exercise revives lost empathy and compassion, says Wright, a full-time chaplain at Florida Hospital and a bishop at Tampa's LifeSpring Community Church. He says that benefit is immeasurable.
The bottom line is I feel better. I absolutely feel better. I feel more active. I feel like when I am moving, I'm moving differently. I feel like I have more freedom in my movements. There is a definite cause and effect to the days that I do my exercises at home versus the days that I don't.
Parkinson's is a disease that makes you want to sit in a corner and play it safe, Wright says. He hopes others see how exercise can be a boost to the body, mind, and spirit. For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Mary Shedden of the Tampa Tribune.